Few Americans had more riding on this year's presidential election than the country's Muslims. During the campaign, Donald Trump promised to put the nation's mosques under surveillance, to ban Muslim immigration, and to bring back torture techniques for anyone suspected of being extremist. But the fact that he could be elected president was even more shocking to many Muslims. WPLN's Chaz Sisk talked to two young Muslim women from Middle Tennessee.
19-year-old Mariam Fakhruddin went to bed on election night confident Hillary Clinton would be the country's next president.
And a lot of it had to do with that because Obama was elected twice, so I thought Hillary's going to win.
Then she woke up the next morning and was shocked.
Trump won? Like, what does this mean now? I mean...
Fakhruddin's Facebook feed was filled with people trying to answer that question. The consensus among her friends was that a President Trump was not promising.
I mean, we have every right to live in fear now because of this.
Fakhruddin grew up in Nashville's Green Hills neighborhood. She now studies psychology at Belmont University. Fakhruddin wears a hijab headscarf and is involved in Muslim organizations on campus. Back during the summer, she took part in a Get Out the Vote campaign for Muslims.
And I'm still upset that I know there's some millennials who just didn't vote at all, who just decided not to vote, and that really, really made me angry.
The election result also surprised Amber Ansari. She's a junior at Belmont studying chemistry.
You have someone with so much power that represents so much hate that is clearly like more relevant than we all realize in this country. And that's a scary thing to think about. It's a scary thing to realize, like, I have to be self-conscious and like consider being safe if I want to go to the mosque.
Ansari grew up in Cool Springs. She does not often wear a hijab, but she nonetheless says she's frequently experienced verbal abuse. The most recent incident came last year when her mother and she were confronted by a woman while grocery shopping.
She was just like, When are you guys going back? And we're like, excuse me, like, what are you talking about? And then from there, she kind of began to rant.
Ansari worries Trump's election will embolden such behavior. But she and Fakhruddin say his presidency could also be an opportunity for Muslims to talk about the bias they experience. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.